Nice job, Ted.
Hey, this, if I don't lose my shit at a meeting, then it just hasn't been a meeting.
What did she say?
The recording's running. So for whatever it's worth.
Do you want me to spell it? I can do that.
I-T.
Is that what you were implying? Okay, yes. Give me a second. We laid item number 109-15, I'm sorry, 295-17 on the table. This is the Director of Planning, Commissioner of Public Works, requesting amendments to Chapter 30 Zoning Ordinance to allow for non-accessory parking in accordance with the Shared Parking Pilot Program. It is now at 11 o'clock at night, and I apologize to the staff who hung around for this, that we're not going to get to do this tonight. I hope you sent Nicole home, right?
Nicole,
no,
she's still here.
She's here.
We're committed
to
Ted.
Yeah.
I'm
going
to move hold.
Lau's going
to
move hold.
I need to be committed at some point.
What James had talked to me during the break, and I'll just let you...
So I just wanted to make the request. I understand we have not actually been working on this amendment for a very long time. This came up as an issue that was identified for a project that we were prepared to move forward on independently of this. It came up as an issue that we had to deal with. So we've created an amendment, and we are on a timeline to move this thing forward based on the work around the Newton Center parking strategy. So we are hoping that we could at least get this to... the public hearing stage on the 11th, understanding you don't have to vote for it on the 11th, but if that becomes a possibility, then we'll have the public hearing out of the way as well.
Ryan.
I'm going to respectfully oppose having a public hearing on this. The practice we've always followed in this committee is to try and have a discussion at least in the background. This is not a trivial change. I mean, this is a matter which involves a significant modification of our parking restrictions in the zoning law. And to bring it to a public hearing and then to say we're going to hold it after that and then because we're going to run out the term, I think it's a mistake. You may have made some activity in the background towards this, but it seems to me that this is ill-advised to bring this up for a public hearing without having the conversation, which we usually do. And I fully understand the pressures on the department and the chair is trying to accommodate those, but I'm implicit in my motion to hold is that we hold the item and have the discussion and not a public hearing, because that starts the clock on a question of whether we're going to vote some of these changes or not. We're going to run out to the end of the term. You have 90 days and they expire on their own otherwise. But we've got a lot of things we need to deal with in this committee, so I'm not prepared to support that idea. So
Brian and Susan.
Yeah, I don't disagree with what the distinguished counsel from Ward 7 said. I would just like to ask, planning staff, is that theoretically would this apply to the petition of Northland Development to, they say now, and Law, please listen to this one too, that they need special permits to put accessory parking for their building at 165 Oak Street. And that it's going to be on separate parcels in that vicinity already in their ownership.
It would not apply to Northland now.
Why not?
Because this is a very, very narrow proposed amendment for a 3-year period to allow participants in our pilot program using a phone app to share parking within
the parking
district.
Are there elements of this that do allow for for parking?
We're getting into a conversation here.
Yeah.
Let's hold this.
Okay.
Okay. We'll get those answers questions answered.
Did the RFP already go out?
Yes, it's on the street. The
yes.
Responses come back on Monday.
So I feel like it's a pity that we're not moving this forward. If
we couldn't move it tonight. We were opening the discussion tonight.
Right, that's what I meant. I mean, how much time, may I ask how much time the presentation takes?
I'm not going to ask that we do the presentation, as much as I appreciate that we've stayed here, I'm not going to ask that the staff do the presentation tonight. I'm just asking that we be able to do the public hearing on the 11th so that we have the opportunity to move this forward expeditiously.
I see. Mm-hmm.
I'd be okay with the 11th if we're able to hold a special meeting next week.
Although, actually, no, I wouldn't, because we have to determine the word, right, the wording right now, the copy for the public hearing.
The advertisement, I think we've already done the advertisement.
Well, yeah, I mean, the advertisement will go
in
to the paper.
That often changes when we talk, and that's the thing.
Excuse me.
So
the advertisement includes all the sections that relate to that item.
Right. It doesn't include the specific language, it just includes the sections and the potential sections.
Right.
That might
I guess apply. My point is I'm not opposed to having an interim meeting if we need to make, not probably not hit the 11th, maybe the 18th.
When's Yom Kippur?
Let me
suggest, part of the difficulty I have here is that you've sent out an RFP for a response to an item that we don't have any, this is the first time I've heard of this idea at all. And I'm really troubled that somehow an RFP is going out asking for vendors to come into the city to put together a proposal for something that has no legal underpinnings that we can do. That's just wrong. I don't know where this idea came from, but if it came out, it didn't come out of this committee, and it certainly has not been brought to this committee before. So I would like to have a conversation in the committee and then decide when to go to the public hearing. You all have made a decision on an executive basis. That's fine, but if you're going to do it without the legislature involved, I think that's a mistake.
As I said at the beginning, we and only recently determined that there was an issue relative to zoning that had to be addressed so that we could move forward with this.
And I think you got to get that sorted out first, because James, one of the very foundational pieces of our zoning is to say that various uses should provide parking on site. This proposal basically changes the whole system to turn parking spaces into a market commodity throughout the city that are going to be sold through an electronic medium. Not everybody's going to have access to that. The question is whether you move out and start selling spaces on the street in front of people's houses. And then, you know, you've got a, this is a major shift in how we do land use policy in the city. And to do this and send it out to a public hearing without having a conversation about what the implications are, I think is a grave error. Because ultimately, anything you're gonna have to do has gotta get through the council as a far end, and I just think it's a mistake. That's why I'm concerned about it. Not because it may not have merit, I'm persuadable on a whole lot of things, notwithstanding how I'm speaking to you right now. But I do think it means that you have that conversation before you go to a public hearing.
Any other countries want to be heard from?
Well, I was ready to go home 2 hours ago, and I'm very, but look, I've been hearing about the Newton Center parking lot for a long time, and I agree and disagree with Councillor Baker on his concern about the process. I agree with his worries about market rate parking. This is something that we've talked about for a long time, about how charging a market rate price for parking, sort of moving ahead to that idea, that is actually very critical to our transportation plan. And so I'm very interested in it, but I'm not prepared to discuss it tonight. And I don't understand why it's like you wait a year and a half and then all of a sudden it's rush, rush, rush. It just, you know, if it was any other night, I would stay, you know. It's already 11 o'clock, and I'm just not ready to have a substantial discussion.
As I said, we weren't looking to do a discussion on this night at this point in time.
Okay. This is a very important issue for us to deal with. This is something that we've been, Candace Havens was talking about years ago in looking at doing this. I do, however, see the merits of what Lyle is saying as far as making sure that when we've got a major policy change, that we give it enough time. What can someone explain to us what the time frame would be if we were to have the discussion in this committee first, then go to public hearing? Could we finish this before the end of the term?
Yes.
It would go to public hearing in November, and if it was voted on
good
that night, then it would be done before the end of the term.
Then I would, my preference is to have a discussion, bring it to this committee first, and then go to public hearing.
And I would just point out our discussion on how we worked on food trucks. You know, the advertisement of what it was ultimately going out got modified because of what we talked about in the committee. So I think it's going to save you time in the long run, James.
Yeah, there isn't an advertisement for food trucks as of yet, but yeah.
Yeah, I would also hear criticism coming out of a major policy change without the proper procedure and bringing it to committee first.
Okay, anybody else? Okay, so what I'm hearing from the committee is we'd like to have a discussion and then schedule a public hearing, unless anybody heard something different. I think we need to do that, and I'm not gonna schedule a special meeting. I mean, I think once folks hear what the actual proposal is and have an opportunity to react to it and ask the questions that need to be asked, we can decide, you know, one way or the other, whether it needs to be modified, and then we can advertise the public hearing. But I don't sense that there's any support right now for going to a public hearing without having to have a discussion first.
Certainly, and of course the item is in, there's a memo and language and whatnot in the packets. And as always, we welcome anyone who'd like to call and talk through the issues presented. We'd love to have that conversation.
Can I just clarify, it's not public streets. It's parking lots.
It's private parking.
It's private parking lots.
It's a shared parking.
It's not public spaces.
If you read the memo, it talks about the possibility of moving beyond that to a wider scope of
activity. Yeah, that is.
That's why I think this is.
We need to have the discussion.
Let's have the discussion in the committee.
I don't think we disagree on that. Thank you for staying late. I am, you know.
You need a vote to hold?
Sure.
I'll move to hold, yeah.
Okay, it's magnanimous.
Good.
I do appreciate staff hanging around for this.
Reappointments, yes or no?
We have, let's do the reappointments, and unless there are any, I will read them out, and God help you if you object to any, no, I'm kidding.
You can screw those read into the record, and I will move them.
Yes, yes. So 104-17, Newton Historical Commission, no, that's something else. Sorry, it's late, and like I said.
Start with Jane Ives.
288-17, Jane Ives. Newton Upper Falls, reappointed as a member of the Economic Development Commission.
I'll move approval for.
I think he's going to do them in the suite.
Yeah.
We're going to do them all.
We'll do it in one swell swoop.
These are all EDC.
289-17, Stephen Feller, Newtonville, reappointed as a member of the Economic Development Commission. 290-17, Howard Barnstone, 26 Brackett Road, Newton, reappointed as a member of the Economic Development Commission. 291-17, Joyce Plotkin, reappointed as a member of the Economic Development Commission. 292-17, excuse me, reappointment Philip Plottel, Wobbin, reappointed as a member of the Economic Development Commission. And last but not least, 293-17, Peter Kai-Jung Liu, Auburndale, reappointed as a member of the Economic Development Commission. The resumes or CVs or whatever you want to call them are attached to the agenda. I trust everybody has gone over them with a fine-tooth comb. Do I hear a motion?
So moved.
All right, we have a motion to approve all of these items, 288 through 293-17. Any further discussion? Hearing and seeing none, all in favor? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Who's not here? Amy's the only one that's absent, so it's 7-0. Okay. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for hanging with me for what was a very, very long night.
Let's all hang together. We all
hang separately.
Good job, Sam.
I was sorry, but not sorry. It was my shit. It was beautiful.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Running not running for re-election means you never have to say
I know what. You know what.